Welcome to the Millennial Nursing Podcast, the show that talks about everything nursing from a millennial's point of view. Hi, my name is Dominique Karachi with DLMNursing.com. This podcast is about navigating through the nursing community through TED Talks, blurred opinions, and reviews. More importantly, this show continues to focus on serving as a resource for all of the future nurses across the globe. Thank you all so much again for continuing to be devoted listeners. Hi, everyone. This is the Millennial Nursing Podcast. It's your host, Dominique with DLMNursing.com. And for today's episode is a continuation of the Nursing Leadership Series in Crafting a Healthy and Happy Work Atmosphere. All right, so let's get started. I know for last episode, we talked about harnessing your own potential and really taking your nursing leadership skill set into your nursing practice, whether you lead a team or you are over patient care or you're trying to grow your career and following a certain series of steps into advancement, and how it's really important for us to understand ourselves. What type of personality do we have, and understanding other personalities and how we communicate along those lines? And so this episode really is about taking that to the next step. And now that you've identified your own personality, you know how you work in a work setting, there are some things that you know ticks certain team members, whether that be patients or teams. And now really creating an atmosphere of a healthy, happy work environment. And so really, having this sense of finding what your reason is, if you're trying to be a nursing leader, what makes you happy? Like, what is it that about nursing leadership that invites you to this field? Because it's just being transparent. It's so, nursing leadership as a whole is so complex, and it is very demanding, not just on the work setting, but outside of work. And so what makes you want to get into leadership? Is it about building people? Is it about, coaching? Is it mentoring? And so really finding out the why is really important. And then I think that creates that foundation into how do you promote that type of value and culture into the workspace and for your team. And so to me, a healthy work environment is where employees and your team members feel valued, they feel respected, and they're appreciated every single day when they come in. And so I tell my team all the time that, you know, we work so hard. We work long hours. We work 12-hour shifts. We work 10-hour shifts, whatever the case is. And you would want to go into an environment or work environment where you feel at home, where you're comfortable with the people around you. And once you find that sense of comfort, that's when you're able to really connect with the rest of your team. And so I do believe that being comfortable in a workspace is where it starts. And so as a leader, it is our responsibility to make sure that our team members feel that sense of value. And that way, the trust and the collaboration is reciprocated. So, and to take that next step, how do employees feel value? How do they feel respected? For me, it's making sure that every team member is able to freely voice their opinions and ideas without any form of judgment, any form of criticism. And sometimes we have to take a step back as nursing leaders, because as leaders, we already have a global view of the organization. We know what's happening outside the unit. And as a leader, you may be getting things from a team member where they're feeling this sense of burden, my assignment is just tough. They always give me the tough assignments, where, that it's happening elsewhere. And sorry, not tough assignments. What I'm trying to say is they feel like that their unit is tough and that they often get the heaviest patients. And as a leader, you're actually getting other leaders' perspective onto their own units. And so you can safely say, hey, you know, we're not the only unit that gets these types of patients. And sometimes it's a hard conversation where you have to kind of open up your team members' minds. And I do think nursing leadership should be open to that sense of feeling that it's okay for team members to feel this way. And it's okay for them to voice it. And if this is how they feel, it should be that leaders are acknowledging it, they're doing something about it, and that they're allowing that team member to express themselves. And so while I totally understand that there are some context and factors that they may not know, they should still be able to talk to you as a leader and let you know that this is how they feel. So I think it really starts with that. So in a healthy work culture, it's really, just like I mentioned, it's open dialogue, it's active listening, it's the sense of belonging. And for, as a leader, it's really important for you to be able to influence this team to be creative and innovative with the work that they do. So I'll start off with that as a high overview of a perfect, happy atmosphere. So obviously some benefits to a healthy work culture, as you guys probably already know this, but obviously having a healthy work culture and having team members collaborate and be open and trust one another obviously increases your productivity for the organization. Employees and team members who feel that their opinions are valued, they're respected, they're more motivated to perform. And that's the type of collaboration that is reciprocated if you already set that standard as a leader. So how could you create this positive work culture? So one, nurse leaders, you guys have to lead by example. And all staff members should be encouraged to display the same type of professional attitude and behavior. And this type of respect is just disseminated all throughout your team. So leading by example is really the best way to be consistent in creating this positive work environment. It's encouraging positive feedback is another idea. So encouraging positive feedback between employees is huge with building team builds and camaraderie. So it's important that you're recognizing your team members who go above and beyond their normal job duties and responsibilities. This not only boosts morale, but it allows team members to strive for more, and they're striving for success, knowing that they are doing a good job. And so another way of creating a positive work environment is really managing constructive criticism to create a productive working atmosphere. So it's really important having regular performance reviews with honest feedback. And this allows employees to identify the areas where they're improving and can help them stay motivated throughout their job journey. And so one of the things that I mentioned last time that we're going to be going over shortly is the importance of having regular check-ins with your team. When I say check-ins, you know, we're really trying to get away from the term evaluations. That's very scary for team members. And so check-in is very, it's not robotic. It's a fluid conversation. How are you feeling? This is, you know, what we're seeing. This is what we're observing. And it's constructive. It has to be meaningful to the team member that you're giving this type of feedback. So there's a lot of systems that, you know, you may have to look into your organization. There's 360 degree evaluations that, I know even leaders themselves try to put out to the team members so that they get a sense of, you know, how they are performing as a leader. So it's not just giving nurse leaders giving the feedback, it's also taking the feedback as well. And so one of the feedback that I'll never forget when I was just starting off as a nursing leader was that, you know, throughout this whole time, you would think that me being being timely with intervention. So if team members were to come to me with an issue or a problem, I'm usually ready to fix it. And that's one of my strengths, is that I'm ready to just jump in and, hey, let me fix that for you. Don't worry. But one of the feedback that I got from one of my 360 surveys was that it actually made me look reactive and that I was too reactive in making decisions. And so these types of assessments are so valuable because you don't know how you are performing until someone else tells you how you're performing. And you think you're doing a good job and you think that you're making the right decision, but from an outside perspective, from a different point of view, you're actually coming off in a totally different way, whether it's good or bad. So I do encourage for all to take a look at their current processes and how they're managing constructive criticism and feedback, and so that it goes both ways. It's not just your nurse leader giving it. It should be reciprocated. So that is about creating a positive work culture. As far as creating, which another thing that I am a true believer in, is fostering diversity and inclusivity in the work environment. And why is that such a huge thing? So fostering diversity is really recognizing and appreciating your team's different backgrounds, your experiences, and different perspectives, and how they bring that to the table and to your team. So employers should really be, nursing leaders should really be striving to recruit a diverse workforce by looking at beyond just traditional hiring practices and actively seeking out talent from different types of sources. And so what I appreciate about my organization is that I actually love how we have an international nurse program and how we're trying to expand just beyond the country at this point and to try to bring in talent. And so I think that it's really important to have some sort of process where you're looking at creative ways in bringing in talent, not just from the area, but beyond the area and beyond the country at this point. Another way of creating an inclusive environment is to create a safe space. And this safe space is which everyone feels that they are accepted and their input is valuable. And so, again, going back to ensuring that you have this work environment where there's no judgment or any type of retribution to opinions, regardless of where they come from. So it's being inclusive to all is the biggest piece here. And so having that safe space, you know, sometimes in meetings, whenever we really need to work on a specific issue, I open it just as that, in ensuring that every team member is heard and making sure that they know that, yes, this meeting here that we're having right now, and it may be, we want it to be productive and we want it to be inclusive. And so we want it to be a safe space. And so for everyone to feel comfortable in voicing the issues on hand so that we can really fix the true issue. So, and then finally, really promoting equal opportunities among staff members is huge when trying to maintain inclusivity. And so as a nurse leader, and you may have to work with your companies and your organizations, but it's really important that everyone has the same opportunity to advance in their growth and career. Obviously, it should be accessible, and everyone should have some sort of direction whenever they're trying to advance or grow within their career. So yes, promoting equal opportunities among staff members is so important to ensure that your inclusivity is very much consistent. So I want to conclude this podcast, or at least this section of podcast, before we move forward to check-ins, is that, you know, creating a healthy work culture is, it really starts with you. Something that you are passionate about, you have to find the different ways to connect with your team. And so I think it's so important that we keep our basics in the back of our mind whenever we're trying to pull in team members to be a bit more engaged. And it really starts with the work culture of the unit. And so I really encourage nursing leaders to get into continuing education on diversity, inclusivity, and really tapping into what matters most to your team members and just hear them out. If it's just, you know, a quick 15-minute check-in with you to see where they are and getting that sense of feedback is important to them, then that's something that we as leaders have to commit to. And so that's just one example, but I would like to move forward to the power of regular check-ins, which is why it's so integral into creating a healthy work culture. So now that we have a good overview of a happy work culture or a healthy work culture, let's review what regular check-ins can do and how it can actually help with not only your culture, but with your retention. And so obviously every organization has their own onboarding process in helping new nurses adjust to their roles and responsibilities. And regular check-ins play a huge role in that. And so this is actually a tool that can help with ensuring that you and your team members are connecting regularly. One of the things that is my pet peeve is that it shouldn't be that we are giving bad feedback on a yearly eval. I think that just is so bad for staff morale. If you as a leader are consistent with your team members and you hold them accountable and you have a great relationship with them, this is what you do for them and this is what they do for you, your working relationship is solid, then it shouldn't be that we're waiting on a yearly evaluation where now they're all of a sudden they're getting this type of feedback and they haven't heard it all year. And so that, let it sink in. I don't think you would want that as a leader, or you wouldn't want that from your leader. So I am so big on regular check-ins. And whether you do 30, 60, 90-day check-ins, great. I mean, that's something that you should do. And again, it should all be informal. But it should be that you are having check-ins, even if it's minute, you know, if it's something, again, doesn't have to be formal. It could be informal where you're pulling a team member in saying, hey, you know, how did it go? How was your first night on night shift? You know, so things like that is a great conversation starter, but it shouldn't be that we're just letting them go just because we're past the 90-day check-in, right? So just a little plug to put it out there. So going back to the benefits of it, so 30, 60, 90-day check-in is so beneficial for the nurse or the team member that you're hiring. And it's allowing that team member to actually reflect on their poor performance and identify any type of risk factors, like setting goals. Are they really, you know, recognizing their own self with any type of success story? Do they have the resources that they need? So this is so important to know when, in order for that team member to be successful and to move forward into their career. So I think it's so beneficial for nurse leaders to really understand what that 30-day, 90-day, whatever day check-in looks like. So the 30-day check-in should focus on defining expectations between the team member and you as the nurse leader. So this should be us outlining what the unit looks like. Did you see the job description? Are you seeing the code of conduct? Did you look at overview the policies? Did you look at the procedures? That type of conversation is very, yes, it feels formal. And then you start to go through setting up your goals. So this should be that now we have regular checkpoints at this point. This is the time that we can give feedback to each other. You know, what is it that you expect of me? And yeah, it's really setting expectations. And so at this point, usually when I end the conversation, I try my very best to make myself available all throughout the orientation so that they know that I'm nearby and that if they have any questions at all or if they have concerns, then I'm ready to step in to take on a lot more for them. So that really concludes our second episode in our leadership series. For the next episode, we're going to be talking about different types of leadership, specifically transformational and servant leadership, and some financial basics on nursing productivity, which is exciting. I really do predict that we'll probably break those two up, but we're going to try our best to keep it at a 20-minute episode for you all. So thank you guys again for listening to the Millennial Nursing Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And until next time, thanks. Bye-bye.